The Chiefs lost this year's Super Bowl, but last year a million people gathered downtown to celebrate that win. Then it was marred when a mass shooting at the end of the parade killed one person and injured another 24. The survivors now live much different lives. Some lost work, relationships strained. Even watching football carries baggage. One year later, Bram Sable-Smith of KFF Health News reports how two Kansas women are rebuilding their lives.
Emily Tavis has been through a lot since the parade shooting. It was a financial and emotional strain for her and her partner. They were both shot. The couple broke up. She's had some wins, too. She found a new job, a helpful therapist, and in December, she even went on a first date.
We had dinner, and then he was going to drive me around to see Christmas lights in downtown Kansas City, but I don't know downtown Kansas City that well.
That's because she lives 35 miles away on the Kansas side in Leavenworth. So it was a shock when she looked up and realized they were driving past Union Station, the place where a bullet ripped through her leg. She froze.
And he's like, "What's wrong?" And I'm like, "Just wait a second," because it was her first date. So I didn't want to have a panic attack, you know? I was just like, "Just wait a second."
That's when it hit him, too. They drove in silence as Tavis closed her eyes, held in her tears, until the station was out of sight. It was hard, and not just because it was a date. She'd been working on a plan for how she wanted to return to that spot.
I had a vision in my head that I wouldn't go back for a year. And then at a year, I would go back and see.
The lingering effects of trauma rarely come when expected. Survivors will often freeze their emotions in the direct aftermath. But eventually, they thaw, and sights, smells, sounds, tastes, and touches can all trigger flashbacks that are powerful and overwhelming.
Trauma pulls us into the past.
Gary Behrman's a therapist who worked with witnesses of the 9/11 attacks in New York. He says flashbacks can shut down the brain like an overloaded circuit breaker. It's a survival response, he says. The brain's a friend.
But we need to manage it rather than it manage us.
And that takes time. Weeks, months, even years. Bridget Barton's working on it right now. A bullet slug lodged in her backpack at the parade shooting. Her husband Jason performed CPR on someone in the crowd. And her daughter Gabriella was burned by ricochet sparks. A year later, Bridget still hears gunfire in her head. Her therapist helped her write a post-it note that hangs in her kitchen as a daily reminder.
Gabriella's safe. You're safe. It's not gunfire.
It's been nearly impossible for her to watch Chiefs games, and that's tough. The team's been such a big part of her life that Jason even proposed at a game.
I was watching the video of him proposing to me, and it hurts because, that's been taken from me. That sense of community that you have at the games, you're part of something, it's not there anymore.
Meanwhile, the world feels like it's moving on without her. Even some of her friends wonder why she still ruminates. It's hard to explain to them why she rarely leaves home, why Chiefs jerseys trigger her, and why she was reluctant to host her usual Super Bowl party this year.
I do want to be a part of the Chiefs kingdom again, and I want those things, but I just can't. And that is a huge, really lonely feeling.
There are things that make her feel less alone, too. She's heard from survivors and witnesses of other mass shootings around the country, and she connected with the mother of a girl who was shot at the Kansas City one. It's nice to know that there are people out there who understand. Emily Tavis also found support at her church, and a church therapist had Emily log her emotions in an app every day.
In the beginning, I was very blue, a lot.
She still has her moments, but with time, a lot of emotional work and self-care, it's getting better. I'm Bram Sable-Smith.
KCUR's series, The Injured, is being produced with reporter Peggy Lowe and our partner, KFF Health News. Visit kcur.org to read the story and see photos in the last installment of our series.